So now we're at section A, which is measures 5 through 20. Here are its first four measures. As you can hear, the left hand is keeping the same rhythm, and for the first two measures, measures 5 and 6, is keeping the same notes. When it gets to measures 7 and 8, though, that top note, instead of being an E, will become an F sharp. But the timing is the same. So let's add in the right hand. Right hand, we're starting on the C sharp, 2 above middle C. So you're above the left hand. This C sharp with finger 3 will hit when the left hand plays this A, pedal up and down. Then right hand step up to the D above that C sharp with finger 4 while the left hand plays the E under its first. Then right hand hit the E under your fifth. Then I want you to hit it again, but this time with finger 4 while the left hand plays another E. Then right hand play the C sharp below the E you just played with finger 2. With it, left hand play another E under your first finger. Then right hand will play the E under your fourth finger again, but this time with finger 3, while the left hand plays another E. So I'm feeding more fingers to the right side of my right hand for what's coming up. Now what's next is measure 6. Left hand plays the A under its fifth finger by itself. Then when it goes to E with finger 1, right hand play the A above the E you're currently holding down with finger 5. Then right hand come back down to the E with finger 3. With it, left hand play the E under your first finger. Then right hand play the C sharp under your second finger while the left hand plays the E under its first again. And then left hand play your E again with finger 1. So 5 and 6 sound like this. Now let's take a look at 7 and 8 by themselves.